Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you. This is Pastor Mike Peavy with the Golgotha Church of Christ. Coming out of Chicago, Illinois. This is our morning prayer. We're a little later today. We got an early run today, so we're back. But we definitely want to make sure that we take care of talking to God and allow God to talk to us. We have some things that we need to pray for today. Good to see you, Big Joe. Good to see you, Charles Barber. Hope everything's well, Doc. Hope your family's hanging in there. Reggie McCray, good to see you, Doc. See all you guys. Michael Arnold, good morning. Good to see you guys. You guys will share the video. We'll definitely appreciate it. Like I said, we're getting started a little bit late today, but we have things that we need to. Carmen Williams, good to see you. Brother Ernest, good to see you. Mitch DeCam, good to see you guys. Starting a little late, but we got some things we need to pray for today. But we also want to make sure that we talk to God and allow God to talk to us and set the tone for our day. I don't know about you guys, but it is doing wonders for me as I go through dealing with drivers as a taxi driver in Chicago. Folks with road rage, it has already set the tone for my day that it doesn't let folks get to me as easily as they were before. And I just attribute all that to God. I'm just so thankful for that. Also, if you hear some bumps and kicks going on, they're doing some remodeling in my bathroom. And so my office is right adjacent to that. So you may hear some skirmishing going on, but that's all good. James Sweat, good morning. Good to see you guys. We're going to be starting reading in the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis. Again, we're broadcasting live on our Blog Talk Radio line, show Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with the Incarnated Christ. I'm broadcasting in Canada. I want to say good morning to those in Canada. I want to say hello to those. Crazy morning, need some prayers. All right, Big Joe, we got you, Doc. We want to say good morning to those, or good afternoon to those that are in Norway. We're broadcasting in Norway as well. Good morning, Ma. Good to see you. We're also broadcasting in the United Kingdom, so all those over in the Queen's country and et cetera, we want to say thank you and good morning to each and every one of you for tuning in. We also want to talk to you in the continental United States. I want to say good morning. You have any prayer requests that you'd like to for us to talk about, or you enjoy the show, or any comments, you can call in on 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767. We also run in collaboration with Armed and Dangerous Ministries. Good morning, Lloyd Williams. Good to see you, Doc. Highways, byways, and skyways, my brother. We in Armed and Dangerous Ministries, we run in collaboration with them for Good Morning, Your Majesty. So we combine the two, it's a blessing. It's really a blessing to be able to work with people that are of like mind. And when I say like mind, I say love God. And when I say love God, I say love God's word. And so we have commonalities that we can accentuate and show unity on. And then the things that we disagree on are not so blatant, because we get a chance to talk about those scripturally and get a chance to discuss them versus debate them, right, and tear folks apart. That's what the problem with religion is. Satan has got a foothold in religion, and we no longer can come together and reason. That's what the Bible says to do. Don't come together and beat nobody over the head with the scripture. It says, let's come together and reason. So we need to be reasonable people. And it starts because we have not allowed God to take over our studies, and we've now used scripture as a weapon versus as a pillow from which to work with. Bill McFarland, good to see you, Doc. I know you're blowing a lot of good stuff this morning. We're coming out of the book of Genesis, chapter 11. But I like the stuff I've seen you post, bro. And we'll get together again soon. All right, we're starting in chapter 11, verse 1 of the book of Genesis, allowing God to work on us this morning. At one time, the whole earth had the same language and vocabulary. Interesting. Somebody needs to highlight that. At one time, the whole earth had the same language and the same vocabulary. What are we speaking today? Let's keep reading. As people migrated from the east, they found a valley in the land of Shinar, right, and settled there. They said to each other, come, let us make oven-fired bricks. They used brick for stone and asphalt for mortar, and they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the sky. Notice when people come together, what they have the ingenuity to do and even the mindset to do. Let us make a name for ourselves. Oh, making T-shirts for themselves. Let's make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered over the face of the whole earth. Well, that's what man does. That's what man wants to do. And when you come together in numbers, you can get some things done. But notice what verse 5 starts out with a four-letter word, then. That means, okay, hold on. Now, so this is man's perspective. Good morning, Lisa July. Good to see you. Then the Lord came down to look over the city. See, when God observes what you're doing, what can you see is it in unity with what God would have for you to do? See, who's the architect? Who has laid out the game plan for what's happening? Or did you just come together doing some stuff on your own? All right. So in verse 5 of chapter 11, the Bible says, then the Lord came down to look over the city in the book of Genesis and the tower that the men were building. God wants to observe what you're doing. The Lord said, if they have begun to do this as one people, all having the same language, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Okay? Highlight that in your scripture. Come, let us go down there and confuse their language. Now, you need to underline that. Come, let us go down and confuse their language, so that they will not understand one another's speech. So from there, the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth. They were supposed to be moving around anyway, but they decided to do their own thing. God had to step in and make sure that what he had planned was. So because you got together, you all speak the same language whatsoever else, now let me just confuse your language. Let me get you where you don't understand one another. And all of a sudden, you just naturally migrate away from one another. You see what I'm saying? And that's what's wrong with us today. We can't come together because we ain't speaking the same thing. We're not moving on the same mode. We become divided in our own territory, and we just naturally go into our own corners. So the Lord said, come, let us go down, verse 7, there and confuse their language so that they will not understand one another's speech. So from there, the Lord scattered them. See, God has to do the moving on you. The Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth. And they stopped building the city. Therefore, its name is called Babylon. For there the Lord confused the language of the whole earth, and from there the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth. Verse number 10, these are the family records of Shem. Shem lived 100 years and fathered Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. After he fathered Arphaxad, Shem lived 500 years and fathered other daughters. Arphaxad lived 35 years and fathered Shelah. After he fathered Shelah, Arphaxad lived 403 years and fathered other sons and daughters. Shelah lived 30 years and fathered Eber. After he fathered Eber, Shelah lived 403 years and fathered other sons and daughters. Eber lived 34 years and fathered Peleg. After he fathered Peleg, Eber lived 430 years and fathered other sons and daughters. Peleg lived 30 years and fathered Reu. After he fathered Reu, Peleg lived 209 years and fathered other sons and daughters. Reu lived 32 years and fathered Serug. After he fathered Serug, Reu lived 207 years and fathered other sons and daughters. Serug lived 30 years and fathered Nahor. After he fathered Nahor, Serug lived 200 years and fathered other sons and daughters. Nahor lived 29 years and fathered Terah. Terah
After he fathered Terah, Noah lived 119 years and fathered those sons and daughters. Terah lived 970 years and fathered Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Good to see you, Chris. My name is Matthew Jamie Brown. Good to see you, Carmen Williams. Good morning. Good to see you guys. If you guys should share the video, we'd definitely appreciate it. We're in Genesis chapter 11 and verse number 27 now. These are the family records of Terah. Terah fathered Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran fathered Lot. Haran died in his native land in Ur of the Chaldees, right? Father, during his father Terah's lifetime. Abram and Nahor took wives. Abram's wife was named Sarai, and Nahor's wife was named Milcah. She was the daughter of Haran, right? The father of both Milcah and Iscah. She was the daughter of Haran, the father of both Milcah and Iscah, right? Sarai was unable to conceive. She did not have a child. Terah took his son Abram, his grandson Lot, Haran's son, and his daughter-in-law, Sarah, his son Abram's wife, and they set out together from Ur of the Chaldees to go to the land of Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. Terah lived 205 years and died in Haran. Chapter 12. The Lord said to Abram, go out from the land your relatives. Go out from your land, your relatives, and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who treat you with contempt, and all the people on earth will be blessed through you. So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. He took his wife Sarah, his nephew Lot, all the possessions that had accumulated, and the people he had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan. When they came to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the site of Shechem, at the oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, I will give this land to your offspring. So he built an altar there to the Lord. Amen. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he moved on to the hill country east of Bethel and pitched his tent. With Bethel on the west and Ai on the east, he built an altar to Yahweh there. Amen, somebody. And he called on the name of Yahweh. Then Abram journeyed by stages to the Negev. Good morning, Sharon Baker. Asking for prayer for myself and my family, all right? We'll make sure that we grant those this morning. Good to see you guys this morning. If you could share the video, we'll definitely appreciate it. We're in Genesis chapter 12, verse number 10. There was a famine in the land, so Abram went down to Egypt to live there for a while the famine in the land was severe. When he was about to enter Egypt, he said to his wife Sarah, look, I know what a beautiful woman you are. When the Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife. They will kill me, but let you live. Please say you're my sister, so it will go well for me because of you, and my life will be spared on your account. When Abram entered Egypt, the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful. Pharaoh's officials saw her and praised her to Pharaoh. So the woman was taken to Pharaoh's household. He treated Abram well because of her, And Abram acquired flocks and herds, male and female donkeys, male and female slaves, and camels. Excuse me. Verse 17, but the Lord struck Pharaoh and his household with severe plagues because of Abram's wife, Sarah. So Pharaoh sent for Abram and said, what have you done to me? Why didn't you tell me she was your wife? Why did you say she's my sister so that I took her as my wife? Now here is your wife. Take her and go. Then Pharaoh gave his men. Then Pharaoh gave his men orders about him, and they sent him away with his wife and all he had. Chapter 13. Then Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev, he, his wife, and all he had, and Lot with him. Good morning, Diane Kennedy. Abram was very rich in livestock, silver and gold. He went by stages from the Negev to Bethel, to the place between Bethel and Ai, where his tent had formerly been, to the site where he had built an altar, and Abraham called on the name of Yahweh there. Now Lot, who was traveling with Abram, also had flocks, herds, and tents. But the land was unable to support them as long as they stayed together, for they had so many possessions that they could not stay together. And there was quarreling between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. At that time, the Canaanites and the Perizzites were living in the land. Then Abram said to Lot, please, let's not have quarreling between you and me, or between your herdsmen and my herdsmen, since we are relatives. Isn't the whole land before you? Separate from me. If you go to the left, I will go to the right. If you go to the right, I will go to the left. Lot looked out and saw that the entire Jordan Valley, as far as Zoar, was well watered, everything like the Lord's garden in the land of Egypt. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose the entire Jordan Valley for himself. Then Lot journeyed eastward, and they separated from each other. Abram lived in the land of Canaan, but Lot lived in the cities of the valley and set up his tent near Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were evil, sinning greatly against the Lord. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. Now the men of Sodom were evil, sinning greatly against the Lord. Yesterday we talked about what the rainbow represents and who it belongs to. It can't have a dry rainbow. Now we're here in the 13th chapter, verse 13. Now the men of Sodom were evil, sinning greatly against the Lord. Verse 14, after Lot had separated from him, the Lord said to Abram, look for the place where you are. Look from the place where you are. Look north and south, east and west, for I will give you and your offspring forever all the land that you see. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust of the earth, then your offspring could be counted. Get up and walk around the land through its length and width, for I give it to you. So Abram moved his tent and went to live near the oaks of Mamre at Hebron, where he built an altar to the Lord. chapter 14. In those days, Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arioch, king of Elasar, Kedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Zoan, waged war against Barak, king of Salem, Bersha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Admah, and Shinebar, king of Zeboah, as well as the king of Bela, that is Zoar. All of these came as allies to the valley of Siddim, that is the Dead Sea. They were subject to Kedorlaomer for 12 years, but in the 13th year they rebelled. In the 14th year, Kedorlaomer and the kings who were with him came and defeated the Rephaim in Ashtaroth Canaan, the Zuzim in Ham, the Enon in Sheba Kiriathaim, and the Horites in the mountains of Seir, as far as El Paran by the wilderness. Then they came back to invade in Mishpat, that is Kadesh, and they defeated all the territory of the Amalekites, as well as the Amorites who lived in Hazazon Tamar, that's right. Say that three times. Hazazon Tamar. Let's go back to verse 7. Then they came back and invaded in Mishpat, that is Kadesh, and they defeated all the territory of the Amalekites as well as the Amorites who lived in Hazazon Tamar. Then the king of Sodom, the king of Gomorrah, the king of Admah, the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar, went out and lined up for battle in the valley of Siddim against Kedorlaomer, a king of Elam, Tidal, king of Zeboim, king of Zoim, at Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elasar, four kings against five. Now the valley of Siddim contained many asphalt pits. And as the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, some fell into them, and the rest fled to the mountains. The four kings took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their food and went on. They also took Abram's nephew Lot and his possessions, for he was living in Sodom, and they went on. One of the survivors came and told Abram, the Hebrew, who lived near the oaks belonging to Mamre the Amorite, the brother of Eshcol and the brother of Anah. They were bound by a treaty with Abram. When Abram heard that his relative had been taken prisoner, he assembled his 318 trained men, born in his household, and they went in pursuit of as far as Dan. And he and the servants deployed against them by night, attacked them, and pursued them as far as Hobah to the north of Damascus. He brought back all the goods and all his relatives. And his relative Lot, he brought back all of the goods, and also his relative Lot and his goods, as well as the women and the other people. After Abram returned from defeating Kedorlaomer and the kings who were with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him in the valley of Sheba, that is the king's valley. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was a priest to God Most High. He blessed him and said, Abram is blessed by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. And I give praise to God Most High, who has handed over your enemies to you. And Abram gave him a tenth of everything. Then the king of Sodom said to Abram, give me the people, but take the possessions for yourself. That's what the king of Sodom said to Abram. Give me the people, but take the possessions for yourself. And look at Abram's response. But Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have raised my hand in an oath to Yahweh, God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread or a sandal strap or anything that belongs to you. So you can never say, I made Abram rich. I will take nothing except what my servants have eaten. And as for the share of the men who came with me, Anar, Eshcol, Mamre, they can take their share. Chapter 15, after these events, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward will be very great. But Abram said, Lord God, what can you give me since I am childless? And the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. Abram continued, look, you have given me no offspring, so a slave born in my house will be my heir. Good morning, Becky Ace. It's good to see you. I saw your posting about Jim. We're going to pray for Jim this morning. Hope you're feeling better. Hope Melissa's feeling better. Hope Sarah's doing well. She's about the only one hanging in there, look like. Chapter 15, verse 4 of the book of Genesis. Now the word of the Lord came to him. This one will not be your heir. Instead, one who comes from your own body will be your heir. He took him outside and said, look at the sky and count the stars. Lord have mercy. If you are able to count them, then he said to him, your offspring will be that numerous. Abram believed the Lord, and he credited to him as righteous. He also said to him, I am Yahweh, who brought you from Ur of the Chaldees to give you this land to possess. I know you are, sir. Verse 7, he also said to him, I am Yahweh, who brought you from Ur of the Chaldees to give you this land to possess. But he said, Lord God, how can I know that I will possess it? He said to him, bring me a three-year-old cow, a three-year-old female goat, a three-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. So he brought all these to him, split them down the middle, and laid the pieces opposite each other. But he did not cut up the birds. Birds of prey came down on the carcasses, but Abram drove them away. So the sun was setting. A deep sleep fell on Abram, and suddenly great care and darkness descended on him. Then the Lord said to Abram, know this for certain, your offspring will be foreigners in a land that does not belong to them. They will be enslaved and oppressed 400 years. However, I will judge the nation they serve. And afterward, they will go out with many possessions. But you will go to your fathers in peace and be buried at a ripe old age. In the fourth generation, they will return here after the iniquity of the Amorites has not yet reached its full potential. Verse 16, in the fourth generation, they will return here, for the iniquity of the Amorites have not yet reached its full measure. Verse 17, when the sun had set and it was dark, a smoke firepot and a flaming torch appeared and passed between the divided animals. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, I give this land to your offspring. From the brook of Egypt to the Euphrates River, to the land of the Kenites, Kenizzites, Kadmonites, Hittites, Perizzites, Rephaim, Amorites, Canaanites, Girgashites, and Jebusites. Chapter 16. Abram's wife Sarai had not borne any children for him. But she owned an Egyptian slave named Hagar. So I said to Abram, since the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Go to my slave. Perhaps through her I can have a family. And Abram agreed to what Sarah said. So Abram's wife Sarai took Hagar, her Egyptian slave, and gave her to her husband Abram as a wife for him. This happened after Abram had lived in the land of Canaan 10 years. He slept with Hagar, and she became pregnant. When she realized she was pregnant, she treated her mistress with contempt. Then Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible for my suffering." Come on now. Then Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible for my suffering. I put my slave in your arms, and ever since she saw that she was pregnant, she has treated me with contempt. May the Lord judge between me and you." Abram replied to Sarai, "Here your slave is in your hands. Do whatever you want to her." Then Sarai mistreated her so much that she ran away from her. The angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, the spring on the way to Shur. He said, "Hagar, slave of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going?" She replied, "I am running away from my mistress Sarah." Then the angel of the Lord said to her, "You must go back to your mistress and submit to her mistreatment." The angel of the Lord also said to her, "I will greatly multiply your offspring, and they will be too many to count." Then the angel of the Lord said to her, "You have conceived and will have a son. You will name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard the cry of your affliction. This man will be like a wild donkey." Lord have mercy. "His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand will be against him. He will live at odds with all his brothers." Yeah, Donna, thank you for reading this. My eyesight prevents me from reading. Yes, you can always listen, though. We have great ears. So she called the Lord who spoke to her, the God who sees, for she said, "In this place, have I actually seen the one who sees me?" That is why she named the spring a well of the living one who sees me. It is located between Kadesh and Bered. So Hagar gave birth to Abram's son, and Abram gave the name Ishmael to the son Hagar had. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to him. Chapter 19. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him, saying, "I am God Almighty. Live in my presence and be blameless. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you greatly." Then Abram fell face down, and God spoke with him. "As for me, my covenant is with you. You will become the father of many nations. Your name will be no longer Abram, but your name will be Abraham. For I will make you the father of many nations." Notice what he says. "I will make you the father of many nations. I will make you extremely fruitful and will make nations and kings come from you. I will keep my covenant between me and you and your future offspring throughout their generations as an everlasting covenant to be your God and the God of your offspring after you. And to you and your future offspring, I will give the land where you are residing, all of the land of Canaan, as an eternal possession, and I will be their God." God also said to Abram, "As for you, you and your offspring after you throughout the generations are to keep my covenant. This is my covenant, which you are to keep between me and you and your offspring after you. Every one of your males must be circumcised. You must circumcise the flesh of the foreskin to serve as a sign of the covenant between me and you. Throughout your generations, every male among you at eight days old is to be circumcised. This includes a slave born in your house and one purchased with money from any foreigner. One who is not your offspring, the slave born in your house, as well as one purchased with money, must be circumcised. My covenant will be marked in your flesh as an everlasting covenant. Notice, my covenant will be marked in your flesh as an everlasting covenant. If any man is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that man will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. God said to Abraham, as for your wife Sarah, do not call her Sarai, for Sarah will be her name. I will bless her. Indeed, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she will produce nations. Kings of people will come from her. Abraham fell face down. Then he laughed and said to himself, can a child be born of a 100-year-old man? Can Sarai, a 90-year-old woman, give birth? So Abraham said to God, if only Ishmael were acceptable to you. But God said, no, your wife Sarai will bear you a son, and you will name him Isaac. I will confirm my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his future offspring. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will certainly bless him. I will make him fruitful and will multiply him greatly. He will father 12 tribal leaders, and I will make him into a great nation. But I will confirm my covenant with Isaac, whom Sarai will bear to you at this time next year. When he finished talking with him, God withdrew from Abraham. Then Abraham took his son Ishmael and all the slaves born in his house or purchased with his money, every male among the members of Abraham's household, and he circumcised the flesh of their foreskin on that very day, just as God had said to him. Abraham was 99 years old when the flesh of his foreskin was circumcised. And his son Ishmael was 13 years old when the flesh of his foreskin was circumcised. On that same day, Abraham and his son Ishmael were circumcised. And all the men of his household, both slaves born in his house and those purchased with money from a foreigner, were circumcised with him. We're going to stop reading there, because I'm going to pick up on the rest of this Monday. Pick up on the rest of this on Monday. We'll start in verse number 18 on Monday. We have just read Genesis chapter 11 through chapter 17. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his word for the edification of our soul. It's prayer time. If you have any prayer requests, we ask you to type them in. At this time, if you'd like to call in, Betsy, you may want to call in. You want to call in, you can call in on 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767. Otherwise, you can go on Facebook Live and type it in, and we will pray for you at this time. Bow with me. Come on, Father, in the sweet name of Jesus. Father, we come to this time, thanking you to bless the way we know how. Thanking you for your blessings. Asking you, Father, to continue to bless our tongues and continue to bless our hands, the work of our feet, as we continue to do your will. Father, help us to take the nutrients and the protein from the Word of God that you've given us to continue to work in our bodies, to build us up, to be better servants for thee.
Father, I come to you today in regards to those that are watching, as you continue to bless their lives, strengthen them in a very powerful way. Special prayer for Big Joe this morning. I ask you to be with him and strengthen him. Where he stands in need of, continue to be with his life, be with his son Joshua. Continue to be with his health as he continues to bring praise every morning. He's up every morning on the praise mobile. I ask you to be with him, Father, and strengthen him. That he will continue to share you with somebody on this day. That he will take advantage of the day that you've given him, the breath that you put in his body, that he will share you with someone today. Someone who don't know him in a part of his sin, or encourage someone who does know something about you. We ask you to be with him in power and empower him accordingly. Praying for my brother Charles Barber, I ask you to be with him and strengthen him as well. Father, hope his health is doing better. He's had some foot issues there for a minute. I think he's in retirement now from the Pentagon. We ask you to be with his family. He had lost his sister. Our Father, so we're asking for continued comfort in regards to that. Lord, I'm asking you to continue to be with Charles in a great way. Allow him to continue to stand striving, be with the family, send them the TLC that they need. Know that you are still on the throne, and you are still handling the business at hand. Praying for Reggie McCray this morning. I ask you to be with Reggie and strengthen him. Where he stands in need of, be with his family, be with the things in which he does, as well as Michael Arnold. I should be with their preacher, bless him and keep him, be with his wife, Keon, his mother, Doris, and continue to bless him in all walks of life, his children, et cetera, Father. Be with his ability to prognosticate and be able to share your word with other people. Help him with the advantage in those regards. Praying for my brothers from another mother, Ernest Lemon. I should be with him and strengthen him. Be with his wife, Cassandra, his daughters. Be with his family. Always praying for his mother. Praying for Mom Peggy, she's been a mother to all of us, and a vocalist extraordinaire. Again, I call her Aretha Franklin, Church of Christ, has pipes beyond compare. Father, I ask you just to be with her health, continue to strengthen her and bring her joy, even in her waning years. As she continues to be with her, as she continues to be a great encourager to all of us, including myself, every time we hear. Praying a special prayer for James Sweat this morning. I should be with James. Good to see you, Doc. As you continue to strengthen him and bless him in ways he readily stands in need of. Father, we ask you just to be with the work that he does and whatever he's going to be needed this morning. Always praying for my mother. I ask you to be with her and strengthen her in her health. She's doing well. It looks like she's made directorship in her business venture, and so we're glad to see that. Praying for that to come to its fruition. Father, so we ask you to continue to be with her as she accomplishes the goals that she needs to go. And then we're praying for her, Father, that she will continue to not live fearful and continue to hold reverence with thee as she will continue to be a great attributor for you. She talks to many people and helps many people be established, and not only established, but be strengthened by you. Father, we ask you to continue to be with her, be with her health. Be with the work that she does, her paparazzi business, be with that. Father, we ask you just to continue to bless her. And we're also praying for Moses Reyes Jr., and we ask you just to be with all seniors everywhere, Father, that they will understand what it is that you're trying to show them and help them to see, Father, that only you can show it clearly. And we pray that things will work out in the advantage as they should be. Father, we just ask you to continue to bless us. Praying for my brothers, Tyrone Darnell. Praying for Mose and Damien. Bless them and keep them. My sister, Shawan, and Shanice and their family, respectively. Father, I ask you to continue to be with them. Praying for Lord Williams today, Father. Good to see Brother Highways, Byways, and Skyways. Praying for him and the Chicago Heights congregation, the Bowles family. Praying for the Hunt family, strengthen them, the Merriweather family. Bless them in all ways and walks of life. Praying for Bill McFarland today. I should be with him, at least in July today. I'll ask you and Carmen Winters, strengthen them all and bless them. The gifts that they have, Father, let them be magnified. My nephew, Julian Brown, be with them and strengthen him, where he stands in need of. And this special prayer for Sharon Baker is asking for prayer for himself
and for his family actually to be within the strength of him where to stand in need of, Father. You know the needs of man. You know what he's asking for. And so we don't have to be specific because you are a specific God, and you will grant those things because you know our DNA sample. Father, we're praying for Becky Hastings this morning. I ask you to be with her, strengthen her, be with her health, bless her health, that recovery will be well. Also praying for Melissa. I ask you to be with her and strengthen her. I hope she's doing better as well. Always praying for Sarah and praying for Jim. Jim had an accident, Father, and tore up the truck. And so, Father, we ask you just to be with him and strengthen him. Becky says she's a little worried, but we're more concerned about his health. Hopefully that his health is well and that you will provide in areas of tangibleness what needs to be and physical things that they may need if another truck is needed. Father, we're asking you to make a way where it seems like it may be no way. Father, good to see my good friend Zane Gillian up this morning. Ask you to bless her and keep her in ways she stands in need of. Ask you to continue to bless her in all walks of life, Father. Be with her business. As it continues to expand, and she just continues to shine. It's just good to see Suzanne Gillian. Everybody knows her as Zane Gillian, but her name is Suzanne. And good to see her and see her really blossom. I understand she's having a few health concerns, Father, so we'll ask you to be with her and strengthen her with that. Hopefully Roger's doing much better. Ask you to be with him and strengthen him, and I see them on riding on the back of the motorcycle and all these different things. So it sounds like life is going well. And so I'm asking you to continue to let them live outside of the box and continue to stand strong. Father, I'm asking you to be with my mother as she continues to understand where I'm coming from. Amen, somebody. Good to see Nick Marillo. Good to see you this morning. And Garvin Whitehead, good to see you guys. I hope you and Andrea are doing well. They're out there in Pennsylvania, I believe you are. No, you're not in Pennsylvania. Where are you at, Garvin? Put in the name and where you're at. It's good to see you. You guys out there, and I know you're on Facebook online. Nick Morello, good to have you this morning. Billy Joe Craft, I would ask you just to be with them and strengthen them all in ways they stand in need of. We're so glad that they're able to tune in, praying that they'll be able to share the video. But we ask you just to be with their lives and touch them on this day to be able to have the advantage and be able to do some things. Father, you've given us breath today for a reason, and we're asking you, Father, to continue to strengthen us and bless us in that regard. Coming to you today in regards to a special prayer request for Jeremiah. We're praying for Jeremiah Miles. Father, we ask you to be with him and strengthen him, ways he stands in need of. Isaiah Miles, Luke Miles Jr., Ivory Miles, and Johnny Miles. We're praying for all these siblings and the offspring of Kim Miles and Luke Miles Sr. Ask you to bless them and keep them as mothers and fathers, but be with their children that are experiencing life just in general, Father, dealing with their health conditions and et cetera. Father, but we know that you are the great physician, you are the great healer. And so I'm asking you to touch their lives in ways that they readily stand in need of. Talk to her, talk to Luke yesterday, and see the posting of Kim, and they're asking us to pray specifically for Jeremiah. So, Father, we'll come with you for some extra timber and on his fire as we continue to strengthen him and bless him in the way we stand in need of, carry him through this time that you will show victory again, that he will be able to show the power and be able to continue to do great things. Father, a great servant in your kingdom, and we're so glad for him. Good to see Christy Weston this morning. Ask you to be with Buffy. Bless her, Christy. Buffy's the name we knew her as a child. Be with Christy and continue to bless her and keep her in ways you know she stands in need of. Hopefully we'll get a chance to see her next week when we'll be there on the 27th. Father, we're praying this morning for Philippia Hurley, for Latanya Sugarlip Shields Turner, for Corey Dennison, for Mike Wheeler and the Mike Wheeler Band. I should bless them all and keep them away as they really stand in need of. Special prayer for Pam Potts this morning and for Richard Potts. Bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. Prayer for Mary Barton, LaWanda, Denise Troutman-Denard, Jonathan Cardenega, Mimi Ramirez, the Hamburg family, Rhonda Hamburg, and the Moss family. Bless them all, Chris Moss and the rest of them. We're praying for Carla Dawson. We're praying for Paula Saunders. Special prayer for the health of Harry Harlan, for Catherine, and for Gladys. Prayer praying for my mate, Mary Hall. Bless her and keep her where she stands in need of. Prayer for Tricia Johnson this morning, and for Robert Opinalek this morning, and for Michael Newalter, and for Nash Esther, Terry Cooper, and Paula Zimes this morning. Father, I ask you to bless them and keep them and strengthen them in ways they readily stand in need of. Thank you, Gavin. Concord, North Carolina. That's where it's at. I knew you was out there. Just everybody's moving around. You're in North Carolina and Lamont in Virginia. I get it twisted sometimes. Thank you for straightening me out. We're praying for Larry Shanes and Nellie Remsen and Reginald Rudis and Lori Young this morning. Praying for Bonnie Hill and Beverly McQueary. Praying for my cousin, Michelle Brown. I should be with her and Gerard and the family, strengthening them the way they stand in need of. Praying for Janice Collin Perkins and Linda Williams, Julie Rigger Rossi and her daughter. Father, we're praying for Arthur Ellison and for Doris Arnold and for Millicent Miller. Father, I ask you to bless them all and strengthen them in ways they really stand in need of. For my cousin Art Housley Jr. And for Rochelle and Tony Bosley. Praying for Cheryl Paul and Kathy and Woody Hunt. For Katie and Zach Rogers, and for the Hastings family again, Becky, Jim, Melissa, and Sarah. Got them all down here. I ask you to bless them and keep them. Pray for my good friend, Dennis Mann, Father. I ask you to be with him. Hope y'all get a chance to see him. Strengthen him the way he stands in need of. For the Bowles family, Daniel Bowles, and Kevin Bowles, and the entire Bowles family. Praying for Janet Southwick Rose. I ask you to be with her and strengthen her the way she stands in need of. For Vince Aguada. For Sharon Jenkins Wells, James Brooks, Brenda White, Michelle Gant, Henry J. Walker, Chrissy Weston, there she is again, good to see you. I ask you, Father, continue to bless her and keep her away. She stands in need of Tanya Hall, praying for Terry Hendrickson and Thomas Boston, and Bishop Lloyd Lockett, Edwin Edwards, Evelyn Harvey, and Michelle Carter, praying for D.C. Williams and Tony Williams, Father, bless them and keep them. Where they stand in need of. For Tracy Moulton, her mother, praying for Grace Robinson and Candido Matadias, Dolores Stewart Johnson, Gladys Gardner Turner, and Robert Turner, praying for them and bless them and strengthen them in ways they stand in need of. Praying for Sheila Thomas and Andreas Estelle, who just had to funeralize his mother. Father, we ask you to be with that family and strengthen them. Praying for Daniel Zepeda Sr., Judy Alvinus, glad to see that the surgery or procedure she had, surgical procedure went well, and that she's still back on the fighting field, Father, and look forward to seeing them next week. Praying for his mom, Dolores Jordan, and for Kathy Parton Allen this morning, Father. Praying for Leon Kennedy and Anna Marie Maxwell, for Christopher Chesnell and Joseph Morganfield, for mom, Linda Pinson, and for Angie, and for Patrick, and for Deja, and for Jazz, and for the entire family, Father. Be with that clan. Be praying for my sister-in-law, Alice. I ask you to be with her and for Deja, Rashonda, and for D'Angelo, that's right, and for little DJ, and also for Savannah. I ask you to bless them and keep them away as they stand in need of. I see you, Brother Ernest. Love you, man. And so we're praying for Terry Wooden and for Daniel Carter, for Terry Hyde, for Manuel Jonathan Sr., for Carla Dawson, praying for Elisa Lady Speed, Mara Williams, Steve Carter, Fred Ballas, Mackenzie Alexander. I ask you to continue to pray for her health, Father. Be with Kiki and strengthen her where she stands in need of. And for Tina Carrillo, pray for Brenda Gotchett this morning, for Melvin Smith and Darlene and Dan Shaw. Ask you to bless them and keep them the way they stand in need of. For Mom Shaw, ask you to be with her in her wanting years, that they continue to take care of her. Pray for Carl Davis and for Andre McCautry and for Grace Robinson. Special prayer for Brother Leach, Elroy Leach Sr., Elroy Leach Jr., and their wives and families accordingly. Special prayer for Ernest Lemon this morning for Robert Dines. Who is his wife's concentric dad, says he's very weak. So, Father, we ask you to strengthen him and give him what he needs, neutralize him and nutrient him. Lift him up, Father. And we know that if there's any, whatever the need is for him, Father, we ask you to continue to help him and ways that you readily stand in need of, Father. We're praying for him this morning. Ask you to continue to bless him and keep him, and forgive me for my tongue in misspeaking the word. Father, we're praying for Adam McCautry and for the Flowers family, for the Lopez family, Father. Praying for the Channel family and the Jackson family, and praying for Sister Griffin and those at 51st Street. I saw that there's someone else got funeralized at 51st Street. Is going to be funeralized, so we're praying for them as well, Brother and Sister Gillis, and praying for Patrick English and his wife as well, Deidre English. Man, I'm getting a brain freeze right now. Praying for Christina Jones and Will Crosby today, Father. I'm asking you to continue to strengthen us, bless us, a way to stand in need of. For Brenda Gilbert, Father, we're praying for her health. As you continue to strengthen her and bless her health and where she stands in need of, special prayer again for Sister Penn, Brenda Penn. Ask you to bless her and keep her, strengthen her, Father, ways that she stands in need of, give her comfort even during this time. Father, praying for Ishmael and Herb Walker and his family. Praying for James Finley and Melissa Burrell and her mother. Praying for the Raybons, Art and Marcy Raybon, for Sydney, and for Jordan, ask you to bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. Praying for the anniversary, the church anniversary this week, that it will go over well and it will be a blast. Father, looking forward to being with them next week. Praying for Maurice Gardner and his wife Susan and all his children, Father. We ask you to bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. Praying for Donna Morrison this morning, for my good friend Roy Joseph Chubby Carey, bless him, and the Bayou Swamp Band, strengthen them in the way they stand in need of. Carrie Morgan, Carrie Wadley Leach, Father, ask you to be with her. For my cousin Darren, Jody Peavy, praying for Will Cook, Cheryl Gillian, my sister Phyllis, and Ross, and my sister Lewis, ask you to be with them and strengthen them in the way they stand in need of. Always praying for my sister Lewis and her health. Continue to bless her and keep her as she's in recovery, and she's doing better with her setting up more, and she's doing better with her physical therapist. Father, just strengthen her body. We know it's an incremental situation. I just came through, and I'm still moving through. Father, but we ask you to continue to bless her and keep her on the path. Good to see Melvin Carlisle this morning. Ask you to be with him and strengthen him, because you know he already stands in need of the work of his hands and everything that he does. Pray for Melanie Brown this morning, for Steve Bell, and for MLPV, for Alvin Davis and Andre Hogsett this morning, Portia Thompson, Leon Johnson, George and Margie Sue, Virgo Queen, praying for Daryl DeBerry and Andre Marshall. Good to see you, Jen Hasten. Hope you're feeling better, Doc. Praying for Elizabeth Williams and Eugene Carter, Eddie Lee Brown, Sarah Edwards, Sharon Vasquez, Brenda Butler, praying for Sean Craig Boone and Lucinda McClendon. Father, we're praying for them this morning, praying for Pat Haynes Ford and Bishop Thaddeus Anderson. Praying for Ruth Rye and Zola Upchurch and Dwayne Anderson and his family, Father, for his work down there. Praying for John Thomas and Pookie Dale Thomas. Praying for Dwayne Stewart Johnson and Roslyn Redmond. Ask you to bless her and keep her and strengthen her. Be with her. She's always asking for prayer. Praying for Vincent Miller and Spirit Man. Be with him and his wife. And for Mary Myers Love and for the Sims family, Father. Praying for Mom Lugo and Pop Lugo. Ask you to bless them and keep them and give them traveling grace as they make it back to Texas today, Father. We ask you to strengthen them and bless them the way they stand in need of. I always pray for Tito, blessing Michael and Robin and Mark. Bless them and keep them the way they really stand in need of. Praying for my Auntie Sandra. And for my Auntie Tanya, bless them and keep them and their families accordingly. Praying for Janet Williams, Katrina Casey, Jeanette Nunnery, Donna Mindenhall, Terry Hendrickson, praying for James Gant and Alicia Gant, the Gant family. Bless them and keep them. And Mary and Christina, praying for their family accordingly. The Finleys, praying for them and bless them and where they stand in need of. James Finley and his wife. Praying for Catherine Lewis and Phyllis Brown, and for James Robinson, Paula Saunders, Lisa July, John Fitzgerald Austin, and Mom Doris Arnold. We're praying for Preston Sellers today, Father. Praying for Janice Ross Jr. and Nick Conte, praying for Connie Hunter and Philip Henderson, Francine Sneed today, praying for Estelle Foley, Father Nash Esther, Peggy Busby White. Ask you to bless them and keep them away as they stand in need, oh Father. Pray for Vanessa Edwards Jones. As we always ask us to pray for our family and pray for the Harvey Church family. Strengthen them and bless them, Father, as they do the work in the Harvey area. Pray for Justina Giggers and Carmen Winters and Michelle Jordan, Father. We're praying for Pastor Liz Perry Wade and Brianna Davis. Praying for Lania Jacobs, Marcella Winters, Gerald McClendon, Bonisa Owens, Tanya Wesby, Royal Collins, and his mom Gigi, Father. Praying for the Brookfield congregation, Father. Strengthening and blessing the ways they stand in need of. Praying for Jay Miles and Michelle Jordan and Cheryl Paul. Praying for Robin Bryan and Robert Openatic, Paula Marie Schmidt, Mary Barton, B.D. Cook, Denise Carter. Praying for Tanika McManaman and James Mitchell Skates with his birthday. Father, we ask you to bless him and keep him away as he stands in need of. Special prayer for Carl Weathersby. Ask you to be with him and bless him accordingly. Praying with Randy Cole Sims and his wife Betty. Be with her and bless him where they stand in need of. Praying for Sheila Thomas. Praying for Gerald Walker and praying for. For his wife, we ask you to be with her and strengthen her. I can't call her name right now. I ask you to bless her, strengthen her where she stands in need of praying for Eddie Jones as well. Deborah Jones, just Deborah Walker. Bless her and keep her praying for Eddie Jones as well and praying for Pop Jones, William Jones Sr. Bless her and keep them away they stand in need of. Janet Moss as well this morning, Father. Praying for the concert that they're going to be doing, 50th anniversary. I won't be able to be there because I'll be down in Iowa, Father, but I'm asking you to bless it. And all those going to be traveling, give them traveling grace, and it will be a great smashing success. And you will get all honor, glory, and praise. Father, we're praying today for Diane Agu this morning and for Lamont Sampson and Holly Barnes and her mother, Tangia Wiggins, Max Swain. Praying for J.D. Payne, Jeff Burton today, and Lincoln Bocham Jr., Harmonica Bird, bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. Praying for the Lyles family, Chauncey and Sophia and their family, the Dean family, Carolyn Dean and all the Dean family. Bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. Melvin Dean and the rest of them. Praying for the Lewis family and Prudhoe and Mary Mason, Cheryl Jerry and Larry Lee. Praying for Barbara Miles and her family, Father, praying for Carmen Winters and Melanie Brown and Floyd Tyrone Rudis and Brenda Butler and Preston Sellers and Brian Dawson, Eugene Thornton, Mark Dearden, his family, Eddie Miller and his family, praying for Isaac Kendall Quinn, bless him and keep him where he stands in need of, praying for Peggy Busby White and Billy Lovelady, the Berry family, Brenda and Brian and Broderick and Brian, bless them all and where they stand in need of fire. And they're praying for DeLon Carter and Carlos Johnson and Paula Zions, praying for Billy Branch and for Moses Jr. Once again, amen, somebody. And they're praying for Calvin Skip Gaston this morning, Father. I ask you to strengthen them all and bless them the way they stand in need of. And before we close out, a very special prayer request for Javon Jesse has asked us from India to pray for Sister Yaoki at the Wycra Church of Christ. She's suffering from Dengue. So, Father, we ask you to be with D-E-N-G-U-E. I think it's pronounced Dengue. Dying or Dengue, one or two. I have to check the actual pronunciation on that. Father, but we ask you to continue to look in on all of them. I always pray for my wife. I'm praying for my daughters, Nicole and Juanita. Praying for my family, far and near. I ask you to bless them and keep them. I always pray for my mother. I ask you to keep her strong. Looking forward to embracing her and seeing her next week. Father, I'm asking you to continue to just be with my family. And then praying for myself, Father, to keep me strong, that you continue to navigate me into your word, to be able to pull from your word what we need, to be able to help share and encourage others. Looking forward to preaching engagement this Sunday for our West, and also looking forward to the preaching engagement next Sunday in Des Moines, Iowa. And ask you just to continue to be with all of them as we all strive to do your will and continue to lift up, well, as believers, lift up the name of Jesus. Father, correct us when we're wrong, build us up when we're weak, and strengthen us when we've been torn down. All these sweet blessings we ask in Christ Jesus' name, let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. Do something for somebody today that they cannot repay you for. You give them Jesus Christ and then crucify. Have a great day. Good morning, Your Majesty, and we will talk with you soon. Always tough. There we go.